One of the most famous attractions of Prague's old town is the former Jewish ghetto, a witness to the long and rich Jewish history of the Czech capital, and also to centuries of discrimination. The gradual emancipation of Prague's Jews began with the Enlightenment in the 18th century. As some Prague Jews grew wealthier and more self-confident, as well as more secular, the first portraits began to appear. Some depicted the spiritual leaders of Prague's Jewish society, while others showed well-off members of the community and their families. Now, to mark the 100 years since the foundation of the Prague Jewish Museum, a new exhibition has been opened to display some of the finest examples of Jewish art from the 18th to the early 20th century. Chris Jarrett reports.
A scarlet sunset over Prague's Jewish cemetery, or the magnificent interior of the old new synagogue. Just a taste of what visitors to the Prague Ghetto in Images exhibition in the City Museum can expect to see. Opened on Tuesday, the new collection contains images from a number of collections from around the country and includes some of the most renowned works by Jewish artists from the Enlightenment onwards. At the official opening of the exhibition, its curator, Dr. Arno Pasik, explained the inspiration for compiling such a unique collection.
We planned this exhibition because of the 100th anniversary of the Jewish Museum. And my inspiration was also an exhibition which was made after the war in 1947 in Jewish Museum by Hanna Volavková from other Prague museums, which prepared similar exhibition with little bit different paintings 60 years ago. The collection originate mostly from Jewish Museum collection and from City of Prague Museum. And then we have 11 paintings and drawings from National Gallery of Prague and other 7 prints and paintings from Gallery of the City of Prague.
Amongst the painters whose work is being displayed are Jaroslav Čermák, Willem Kandler and Jan Minařík, whose images portray various aspects of life in the Jewish quarter at the time, from citizens visiting the Jewish cemetery to the day-to-day business which took place outside the old new synagogue. Dr. Pasik explains why the Prague Jewish community saw such artistic interest at the time.
Prague was very unique, and Prague Jewish community was very famous and unique because it was very long and interrupted Jewish settlement in one place. There never were expulsion, but Jews always come back in short time, and their synagogues and their cemetery was never turned down and destroyed. So this is why the Jewish Prague, and of course Prague Jewish community, was the biggest in Europe for 3 centuries.
One of the focal points of many of the works at the exhibition, especially in the atmospheric views of Jaroslav Čermák, is Prague's famous Jewish cemetery. With many of the gravestones depicted in painstaking detail, the ambience of this awe-inspiring memorial is well reflected in the collection. Dr. Pasik explains why he believed the cemetery was so significant to Jewish painters of the period.
It was very respected by Jews. And of course, the appearance of Jewish cemetery was always different than Christian. So it was overgrown, the stones were overgrown by the trees and grass, which looks very romantic until now. So I think people were attracted by both the fate of the place, the stories, the Jewish legend, which were published in German in the mid-19th century, in the 40s, and in Czech. So it is a special place. You have to believe it.
And that exhibition continues in the Prague City Museum until the 28th of August.